Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 7th anniversary of John Patterson's membership in our brain trust. John Patterson, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here. Seven years.
Good to have you back, and thanks for staying with us, and thanks for 7 great years. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen, he's the founder and the president of Progressive Insights, which is associated with our other good buddy, Chip Bell. He and Chip have written a number of books on customer care, customer service, loving up your customers, servicing your customers within an inch of their lives. Wired and Dangerous is their new one, How Your Customers Have Changed and What to Do About It. John, thanks again for everything. JohnRPatterson.com, is that right?
That's correct.
That's the website.
You got it.
My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're talking about customers that complain, customers that have an issue, customers that have a challenge, they have a question, they have something they want to talk to you about. One of the things that, as you may know, John, my audience knows this. They're already starting to roll their eyes because they know I'm going to say something. They know I'm going to say something about no problem. No problem, John, is a big problem.
No.
So if I have a problem, if I call somebody, if I take something to a business, and I have a problem, and I say, hey, they say, hey, can I help you? And I say, yeah, I got a problem. And they say, no problem. really irritates me, John.
Yes.
I actually say, no, wait, there actually is a problem. You know, so
there
anyway, and of course they look at me like we old fossil, you know, but anyway, so, all right.
No.
But talk
what
to
you're
us.
Saying, what you're saying is so true, Jim. I was going to tell a quick story for your listeners. That, you know, my mother is 90 years old, and one of the things she really enjoys is getting flowers around any kind of holiday, Valentine's Day, Easter, anything. So I try to send the flowers a little early, and I use a place where she lives in Montgomery, Alabama, called Rosemont Gardens, and they do typically a phenomenal job. The great flowers, a great service. I love dealing with them. But I sent some flowers over there not long ago, and I got a call from my mother, which I thought she was going to say thanks for the flowers. And she told me the flowers were not up to par. I said, oh, gosh, Mom, I'm so sorry. Let me call over to Rosemont Gardens. So I called over there, and the lady answered the phone. I started telling my story. She said, let me get Debbie. I said, okay. So Debbie came on the phone, and she said, oh, Mr. Patterson, thank you for calling. Tell me what's wrong. So I told her the story, and midway through, she stopped me and said, we got to get Mom some new flowers, don't we? I said, we do, and we got to get them to her really fast. And so she took down all the details, and she said to me three times, Jim, she said, Mr. Patterson, thank you for calling and giving us the chance to get it right.
Wow.
The chance to get it right. Now, Jim, that's...
You just wanted to hug her. You just wanted to hug her. You didn't want to yell at her. You wanted to hug her, didn't you?
She took all the wind out of my sails really fast, and she said that.
She defanged you, didn't she?
Immediately. But she knows what she's doing because she's getting not only at the problem, she's getting Mom some flowers, but then she's getting at the relationship and saying, thank you so much for calling and giving us a chance to do it right. That's what we're talking about.
So now instead of the company messing up and you being unhappy, not only are you anticipating becoming happy, which makes you feel good, but you're saying to yourself, well, you know what? This is one of those things that happens to everybody once in a while.
Yeah, and I'm
not mad. You're not mad at them. You're saying this is the way the world turns sometimes.
It is, and now I'm going to tell everybody that these people know what to deal with a complaint. They know how to do it.
So what did they do?
Oh, in an hour, they had a brand new arrangement at my mother's apartment. Mm-hmm. And then she called me again to tell me how great those flowers were and how nice those people were.
And how many of her friends will she tell that story about? too.
Yeah, and how many people have I told that story to?
Exactly.
In addition to all your listeners.
In addition to people around the world on my show, right.
Yes, right. And so I tell it all the time when we talk with people because it's a great example of how you can do it. Now, I wasn't hard to deal with. But right. They dealt with the situation the way yep. it needs to be.
And you know what? That's the only way. Hey, Chip. I'm sorry. Hey, John. Yep. That's the only way to do it.
It is.
There's no. That is. That's the clinic. They gave you a clinic on how to take care of it. It's folks.
They did.
Folks, listen to John. It's the only way to do that. There is no other model.
There is no other model.
There's no other model.
They used your favorite words, and. They reminded me how important I am because I gave them a chance to do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you doesn't get
wow.
much better than
wow.
It doesn't get much better
now
than
how,
Jim.
So now next time you have a big deal that has to be done, cannot be messed up, who are you going to turn to?
Where am I going?
You're going to trust them, aren't you?
I am. And trust, it's all about trust because when we have a problem, trust is fragile, as you know. Trust is broken. And so it's a chance to repair the trust, and they did a fabulous mm-hmm. job of repairing the trust.
Folks, if you don't have trust in a relationship with a customer, if you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship. And if trust is broken, it's not your job just to get the business back. If you don't fix the trust, then you've only half done your job.
That's right. That's right, Jim. That's I wish you'd say that again because you've got two things to do in a complaint. You got to fix the problem, but you got to pick the customer,
and you got to repair the trust, and otherwise you've basically failed. JohnRPatterson.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's his website. The book is called Wired and Dangerous, among many others. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Happy 7th anniversary.
Thanks, Jim. It's been a great pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.